Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Deepak Chopra. This is Daily Breath. Today, I want to share four basic steps to nonviolent communication. These steps are derived from Marshall Rosenberg's work and his excellent book, Nonviolent Communication. These steps involve four questions you ask of yourself whenever you find yourself becoming defensive. So let's start by a simple meditation. Either observe breath or use mantra. Do that for a few minutes. And now think of a recent situation that irritated you or upset you. Step one here is to separate observation from evaluation. So mentally ask yourself, what actually happened? Be as objective as possible. Ask yourself, what am I actually responding to? What did I see? What did I hear? What actually occurred? Just the facts, please. And now try to make a distinction between evaluation or observation. One of the examples I've used in the past, and I'll use it again, is let's imagine that your partner, your spouse, your significant other came home late from work yesterday, or what you perceive was late. And you asked your partner, shall we go to the movies? And the partner said, go to hell, or something like that, which totally offended you. The observation is not in the description of what I said right now. The observation is, the partner came at 7:43 p.m., the exact time. That's the observation, without evaluating it as late. The second observation is, you asked the partner, shall we go to the movie? The third observation is, the partner made a fist, raised the volume of his voice, and pronounced the following words, go to hell. That's the observation, without the evaluation. Now, once you've seen what the observation is, ask yourself, how did I feel? And try to avoid words like, I was abused, I was insulted, I was disappointed. Use words of responsibility. I was frustrated, I was angry, I was sad. You get what I mean. Take responsibility for your emotions. How do I feel? And then ask yourself, what is the need here that was not fulfilled? And the need could be, I didn't feel safe. Could be, I didn't feel self-esteem. Could be, I felt guilty and inadequate, etc., etc. And then ask yourself, how's the best way to fulfill this need in this relationship? And obviously, the best way to fulfill the need is to request the fulfillment of the need without being defensive or without blaming another person. So this is step one, separating evaluation from observation. Step two is define your feeling. As I just said, ask yourself, what am I feeling as a result of the situation? Use language that only reflects feelings you're responsible for. Avoid words that victimize you. Avoid words like disappointed, let down, abused, etc. So avoid words that require another person to make you feel a certain way. Like, as I just mentioned, attacked, abused, betrayed, cheated, coerced, rejected, unseen. And finally, don't allow others too much power over your emotions. This is the second step. The third step is state your needs clearly, at least to yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need in this situation? Try and be as specific as possible. Start with your gut until it feels comfortable there. You're not really addressing the need. So see where the discomfort is and then express your need to yourself. I feel lonely. I need to feel less alone. This line of thinking eventually leads to something you can ask for from another person, a change in behavior, which is, shall we go have a cup of coffee together? Shall we go see a movie together? Shall we go enjoy ourselves in the park together? A change in behavior rather than a change in attitude, which leads to step 4. Don't demand, always request. Don't say, we have to go to the park. You better come home on time, otherwise I'm leaving you. Rather, frame your request always with a question mark. Could we spend more time together? Is vague. Be specific in the change of behavior. Can we go to the park today, this afternoon? People are happier to fulfill a request rather than a demand. Particularly if it's a very specific request for a change in action or behavior.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So just remember, whenever you are part of a tense situation, allow yourself to take a step back from the emotions of the moment and choose conscious communication.